Thanks for tuning in to Snacks for Thought. Snacks for Thought are bite-sized inspirations designed to draw you closer to God. With that being said, this snack is entitled,
I'm Not Trying to Miss Out on the Promise. Moses spent the majority of his life obeying God. He disobeyed God once, and because of that, he was not able to enter the promised land. God is not passive about disobedience, as many of us may think. Let's talk about it. In Numbers 20, we find Moses and the people of Israel in the wilderness of Zin. To recap, for anyone who doesn't know the story of Moses, God spared Moses as a baby and raised him up to be a deliverer. He delivered the people of Israel from the bondage of slavery in Egypt. And if you have never read it, I would suggest reading the book of Exodus. So Moses, in complete obedience to God, freed the Israelites and was tasked with leading them to the land that God has promised them. The journey from Egypt to the promised land was an 11-day journey, but God kept them in the wilderness for 40 years. And the Israelites were driving Moses crazy because they were constantly complaining. God would provide for them, and then they would still complain. So now, let's fast forward the clock. They have been in the wilderness for many, many, many years. And the people of Israel are doing what they do best, complaining. They said, there's no water. If only we had died in the presence of the Lord with our brothers. Why did you bring us to this wilderness to die? Mind you, this is not their first year in the wilderness, meaning they have already seen God meet their need for food and water before, and yet that meant nothing. Honestly, Moses was a patient leader. After hearing their complaints, he went and fell face down before God's presence in the tabernacle. He humbled himself before God and God gave him specific instructions, just like how he had always done. God told him and Aaron to get his staff, gather the community together, and speak to the rock, and water would come out. Moses got the staff, gathered the community together, but instead of speaking to the rock, like God had said, this is what Moses said. He said, listen, you rebels, must we bring you water from this rock? Then Moses raised his hand and struck the rock twice with his staff, and water gushed out. God said, speak to the rock, and Moses hit the rock twice. But that's not what God told him to do. Why did Moses hit the rock instead of speak to it? Maybe he was frustrated. And out of his frustration, he hit it instead of spoke to it. Perhaps he was a little prideful. Look at what he said before he hit it. He said, must we bring you water? It doesn't really matter. Whatever the reason was, it resulted in him acting in disobedience to God's will. You might think, no big deal. He hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. Water still came out. But God takes obedience very seriously. He took obedience very seriously with Moses, and he takes obedience very seriously with us. God was upset with Moses. This is what it says in Numbers. It says, but the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you did not trust me enough to demonstrate my holiness to the people of Israel, you will not lead them into the land I am giving them. Yes, God still provided. But Moses' disobedience kept him from the promised land. We may not see the consequences of our disobedience immediately, just like how the water came rushing out of the rock immediately, but we don't want to miss out on what God has promised for us in the long run. Just because the world has become passive about obeying God, don't by any means think that it's okay to disobey him. Don't by any means think that he doesn't really care depending on the size of the obedience. It's a trust thing. God wants us to trust him. Our disobedience won't always result in immediate consequences, But that doesn't mean there won't be consequences. So I don't know about you, but I'm not trying to miss out on the promise of God. And hopefully you aren't either. So let's challenge ourselves. Let's challenge each other to be obedient, even in the small things.